Home prices continue to rise here in Plymouth County, and joining us this morning to discuss this and other real estate issues is Plymouth County Register of Deeds, John Buckley. Mr. Buckley, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having us.
So sales activity remained pretty brisk last month.
Yeah, surprisingly, the number of deeds and mortgages for September outperformed August. We're clearly seeing a great start to the fall market. People are taking advantage of low interest rates still for the purchase of homes, as well as refinancing.
And the homes are selling at higher prices.
Yeah, we continue to see very high prices. Year-to-date, we're through the first three quarters of the calendar year. Year-to-date, they're 14% higher than last year at this time, $544,854. Remember, our communities in Plymouth County are very diverse. So that is a very high number.
And as you mentioned, we're continuing to see a lot of activities when it comes to mortgages and refinancing in particular.
Yeah, when the number of mortgages recorded exceed the number of deeds by a couple thousand, you know that most of those mortgages are done for a refinance of a previously owned home.
And you said this is mostly tied to the interest rates, you think?
Well, we continue to have very, very low interest rates. It bumps up and down, but it's been still running historically low. And until the Federal Reserve takes further actions, I believe it'll continue to be so for some time.
However, we are seeing a decline in foreclosures.
Yeah, we have seen a decline in foreclosures year-to-date. The foreclosures year-to-date of deeds is down 65% from last year. And in terms of deeds, which is when a lender takes back a property, or notices, the first thing we see, order or notice that somebody receives is recorded, the registry is down 37%. But I will say we saw a little jump this month in foreclosure notices month to month, and that may be a sign that post-moratorium, things are starting to move along with lenders.
You're also going to be displaying another historical document this month, this one dealing with a murder conviction.
Yeah, it's a pretty famous case for those colonial times. It is a murder of a Niptuck Indian by four Plymouth colonists. They murdered the Indian, or the native tribesmen, I should say, and then they took his goods. It went all the way to Roger Williams. It was reported to him in Rhode Island, and later it was referred to the Plymouth Colony Court, and the Colony Court convicted the colonists of murder and hung them. There's a story about that, a book that's come out, Terror of the Wicked, by a woman named Toby Pearl, who researched in our colonial records part of that story.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Dan.